From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. In several European cities, protests are underway against government austerity measures in European Union countries. Most are peaceful, but as Larry Miller reports, not all.
Protesters in Madrid clash with police outside the main bus station. A general strike in Spain is hitting transportation and other services. In Brussels, the EU headquarters, an estimated 100,000 demonstrators are marching. Other protests in Greece, Italy, Ireland, and Latvia. European Union say EU workers are the biggest victims of the financial crisis, with 23 million jobs already lost, and many governments imposing deep cuts to wages and pensions. In Brussels, the head of a French union says it's still not too late to cancel the planned cuts, warning there's now strong social tension across the 27-nation bloc. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama says Republicans are offering the same economic prescriptions they followed during the Bush administration that he says delayed dealing with difficult problems.
We've got to make tough choices if we're going to solve some of these long-term problems that we've been putting off. And that means putting aside some of the politics as usual. And it also means sometimes telling folks things they don't want to hear.
The president made the comments a short time ago to a group of about 70 voters in Des Moines, Iowa, in the second of his so-called backyard discussions. In response to a question about China's impact on the U.S. economy, the president said Beijing is undervaluing its currency, contributing to the U.S. trade imbalance. The House today is expected to approve a bill that treats China's exchange rate as a subsidy, which would allow more tariffs on Chinese imports. A drenching weather system in the Caribbean has strengthened and is now Tropical Storm Nicole. From member station WPLN in Miami, Phil Latzman reports the storm has been gaining strength as it moves over Cuba.
Nicole was officially anointed today as the 14th named storm of the Atlantic season with top sustained winds of 40 miles an hour. National Hurricane Center forecaster Dan Brown explains the decision.
Thunderstorm activity has become a little better organized near the center, which happens to still be near the south coast of Cuba. But there are a lot of bands of showers and thunderstorms to the southeast of the center. And within that band, we've had several reports of tropical storm force winds.
The slow-moving Nicole soaked Cuba today and is on its way to doing the same in South Florida, where as much as 8 inches of rain could fall on saturated grounds. But tropical storm warnings have been discontinued for all of the state, since the top winds will likely stay to the east. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 7 points at 10,850. The NASDAQ is off just a fraction, as is the S&P. This is NPR. BP's incoming CEO says he's setting up a new safety division to monitor the company's operations around the world. Bob Dudley said today he's appointing Mark Bly as a kind of safety czar. BP says Bly will have more authority than previous safety chiefs, with representatives in every business unit able to intervene if safety standards aren't being met. A wildlife organization says poachers of South Africa's endangered rhino population have begun using poison against the animals. Vicky O'Hara reports despite stepped-up efforts by law enforcement, poachers have killed more than 200 rhinos this year.
South Africa is home to more than 90% of the world's white rhinos and more than 30% of black rhinos. But poachers have steadily slaughtered the animals for their horns, which command hundreds of thousands of dollars in Asia. The poachers usually shoot the animals, then cut off the horn. But the manager of Wildlife Ranching South Africa says poachers are turning to poison, which threatens not just rhinos, but other wildlife as well. Reinhard Holzhausen says several rhinos have been killed by poison and water holes. And last weekend, he says, he found cabbages sprinkled with what he assumes to be poison on a game farm north of Pretoria. Holzhausen says the substance has been sent for forensic tests. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
Police in Ireland are investigating the release of thousands of American mink from a farm in County Donegal. Many of their cages and fences were cut open over the weekend. The owners say animal liberation terrorists are responsible. An estimated 5,000 mink escaped. 28,000 stayed where they were. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.